Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jessica Land with Swap East, and I'm going to be your host on XBN for the next hour. I'll be playing some of my favorite tunes, and I hope you enjoy them as well. If you want to find links to any of the music I'm going to play this hour, you can go to the xxbn.net homepage and scroll down to links and click on Jessica's music links, and you'll find lots of information there. And this is your first song. It's by Midtown Dickens, a band from Durham, North Carolina. The song is called Big Screen.
Some cash. And you've got your small town dream, but I just want to do it on the big screen.
I'm on the block. I'm in the club.
I'm on the block. I'm on the block, posted up like a mailbox. Singing licks on the grind, putting money in my socks. A legend in the hood for gold grills and pop and seals. A icon on the mic for showcasing my verbal skills. I'm in the club, posted up with some gangbangers still. Flipping the old school candy Cadillac on swingers. I got a styrofoam white cup full of that drink. Looking for that drink, my hustle game sharp as a bank.
Listening to XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Are you dancing yet? I was dancing. I should probably let you know, or I don't have to, but it's interesting that I'm sitting at my kitchen table in my underwear right now. I figured I'd be dancing. I'm going to work out after this, you know. The beauty of internet radio. So that last song that hopefully got you dancing was by Girl Talk. It's called Too Deep off the Night Ripper album. I was lucky enough to see Girl Talk, who is a DJ, cute boy too, at last year's Bonnaroo Music Festival. And it was really a wonderful time dancing in the VIP area. Before that was Midtown Dickens with Big Screen. That song seemed suitable to kick off this hour of music. All the bands you're listening to today have authorized us to play their music, and we're very thankful for that and grateful to them. The next band up is the Potato Men, originally out of Berkeley, California, on Lookout Records. The song is called Geoff, and I hope it keeps you dancing.
He was a poet from Southern California. I always wanted to be so alone. If not his life, him would go so fast. But his aesthetics just required to survive. So he moved his way from the nation. Started it in a most vigorous way. No shit was his name. He found his body too much. But I know you have so many obligations, and you're beset with such insidious temptations. Oh, Geoff, I must be off. My precious rock between the soul that you let me off. So like this, still in pride, and I will win the matter when it comes to fighting. Oh, Geoff, you can't go lead off me as blindly as you sleep your baby needs off. Oh, oh, Geoff, I must be off. Oh, Geoff. Now Geoffrey was a lonely boy, the little prince in Dazzard Corduroy, until he fell in with a new crowd, where feeling bad was not allowed. And then he traded in his little side for a sweater of Argyle and a haircut so smart. And he polished his nose into a world beating smile. He said that this said he is just a matter of thought. And though he soon turned into a pathetic fool, the crowd cried out.
See the girl running around.
Project Prosper is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our program is a sex worker rights and harm reduction based activist and awareness program located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with a specific focus on issues related to sex worker human rights initiatives and activism. Visit us at www.swapeast.org.
Hey, that's my voice reading that promotional spot for Swap East, an organization I'm a member of, an organization that brings you XBN. This is Sex Worker Broadcast Network. It's a music network for the next hour, or a little less than an hour, the next 47 minutes to be precise. We're based out of North Carolina, the Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill area. I'm coming to you from Chapel Hill at this moment in my underwear at my kitchen table. The next few songs I'm going to play for you are from North Carolina, predominantly the Durham area. 307 Knox is an awesome record label. Some of these bands, Midtown Dickens, who we just heard, Future Kings of Nowhere, who we'll hear later, they're on that label, as well as many other fantastic bands. The next band up is Beloved Binge, who just released a full-length album. Again, they're one of the many bands you can get information on, or rather a link to their website, off of the Jessica's Music Links link on xxbn.net. I hope you check them out. They're really awesome, all these fans, for letting us use their music, for having awesome politics. And the next band up is Beloved Binge. The song's called Candyland.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here at XBN, Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
It's me. I'm back. This is Jessica Land. Trying to handle this switchboard here. Things randomly reorder when I'm not expecting them to, so I apologize for any downtime. The next song up is by the Future Kings of Nowhere. It's off their EP, but I'm playing this anyway, even though it's not off the self-titled full-length. You'll hear some stuff off that later. But for now, here's For the Next Girl That I Meet by the Future Kings of Nowhere.
I hope I die a violent death in some strange and distant land. I want Liz Phair to write about me and never show her band. I wanna get drunk on my birthday in a town where I'm not known, in a bar where no one visits and no one ever goes. That I can finally stop staring at girls that I don't like. Lately it's become an addiction. I'm really not that type. I want to see me on the TV saying things that I don't mean, so I can laugh when a million assholes all fall in love with me. That I could do away with everyone I have to meet. Someone always says something stupid, and it's almost always me. I wanna rock out to a young crowd in an abandoned squatter house, so I can shout my punk rock shout and watch the kids all jump around. And all these things are true, just some secret thoughts of mine. But what I really want to do is take you out to the movies Friday night. What you doing Friday? What you doing Friday?
Yay, Future Kings of Nowhere. I hope I'm back on now. That was Future Kings of Nowhere for the next girl that I meet. The Future Kings, as well as Beloved Binge and Midtown Dickens, are all from the Durham area. The Durham music scene is really thriving. Hopefully we'll have 307 Knox Records, someone from that company, on our show at a later date, as well as much more music from them. Over Memorial Day weekend in Wilmington, North Carolina, there was actually a Durham showcase, and all of the bands from Durham that you'll be hearing today played that showcase. Wonderful that they got exposure on the coast. Not wonderful that I didn't get to see this fantastic show with all of these really awesome bands. The next two bands I'm going to play, Eberhardt and Red Collar, are also from Durham. They were also at that show. Again, this is Jessica Land with Swap East, bringing you a music hour for 37 more minutes. This is Eberhardt with Brittle.
Just so I wouldn't have to
that's another one to get you dancing. And yes, I'm still in my underwear. I don't know why I'm super obsessed with that. I just find it odd. Excuse me. Not only am I on the telephone, but I'm on the internet radio. So the song you just heard was by Red Collar. It's called Used Guitars. It's off the Hands Up EP. Red Collar are currently in the studio recording their first full length, which will come out on Power Team Records, another great label with lots of Durham acts. Before that, you heard Eberhardt, a song called Brittle off of the Curse EP. The frontwoman for Eberhardt, Rebecca, she designed our awesome Swappies logo. So just want to give her a shout out for that because it's totally cool. This is Jessica Land. I'm with Swap East, bringing you an hour full of music for 29 more minutes. The next song up is going to be by Midtown Dickens again. This is off their first full length. It's called Oh Yell. Came out last summer on 307 Knox Records. They're currently in the studio recording their second full-length album, and I'm really excited to see what they have to give to us here. I've certainly played OEL many, many, many times. I definitely got my money's worth out of that one. This is another song from OEL. It's called AM Dial.
Should I go to California? Should I stay here? Maybe go to Mexico and buy a cheap beer. I could jump a train or work for peace in vain. Or should I go to school? What a tool. What a clown.
Radio, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network on Blog Talk Radio.
focus on the lines, let alone what's between them. So I surrender and watch the TV, and just feel ashamed of myself for giving in to complacency, breaking the two packs a day mark.
Pledging Action is a small, grassroots project under the umbrella of SWAP East, a U.S.-based public nonprofit organization. The focus of Pledging Action is on helping sex workers of any gender or orientation. Pledging Action collects condom donations in the U.S. and mails them to an international organization for distribution. The organizations we service focus on sex workers' needs. Although we are currently sending condoms to two organizations in Santiago, Chile, we are always open to serving more sex worker organizations in areas of need. Pledging Action was created for the benefit of sex workers, not the general public. You can find out more at pledgingaction.wordpress.com.
Hello, it's Jessica Land again. I'm with SWAP East, bringing you an hour of music here on XBN, Sex Worker Broadcast Network. The only thing sex worker really about today is me, and I guess the fact additionally that I'm in my underwear. Pledging Action, I'm sorry, my throat is all stuffed up today. Pledging Action is what you just heard a promo for. That's our current project of SWAP East. It sends condom donations to Santiago, Chile, to sex worker organizations that have been negatively impacted by the Bush administration's PEPFAR. That's the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief. AIDS relief is wonderful, always, defunding organizations that have been doing exceptional work for many years is not a great thing. Thankfully, it's no longer one-third abstinence-only education requirement, so that was beat out. Unfortunately, sex workers are still barred from receiving assistance under PEPFAR. It's an important thing to know. It's important to know about the fine print of these things. Of course, everybody jumps to say AIDS relief is wonderful, but there's some fine print there that's not so wonderful, and there's some negative consequences that people should really know about. As far as music, the band you just heard previously before the promotional spot was Endless Mike and the Beagle Club. And the tune was Mr. Miller's Opus off of the album The Husky Tenor. That's a mouthful. That's what they strive for. That band is from Pennsylvania. They just finished their second album. It, I think, is going to be released next week. It's called We're Still at War. And I say hell yeah to that because we're still at war, y'all. They're going on tour now, I guess, with a 15-piece band, which is really fantastic. I'm going to see them in Chapel Hill at Hell on June 11th. If you're in the Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill area, I encourage you to come out. It will be a fantastic show. Before that, you heard Midtown Dickens with AM Dial. And what you're about to hear now, I'm going to play you a block of songs from the Future Kings of Nowhere. Both songs are off their self-titled album released last year in June, I believe. I was at the release party and I can't even remember the release date. There you go. The first song is called Like a Staring Contest, off their self-titled album on 307 Knox Records. This was frontman Shane O'Neill, his attempt at a fable, and I think he did quite well. This is Like a Staring Contest.
I've been going through the records. We're not getting any better. Maybe I'm just getting bitter. I don't really care, whatever. I'm so tired of open warfare. When the point of this was to be best of friends. We've been going round in circles, like a plane without an engine, as we spiral down the slipstream of our quickly sinking friendship. It's a train wreck of an ending. It's the same as if we'd never even met. And now I'm going through the motions like a drunken ballerina who's too tired to dance but keeps on getting up to see if anybody stuck around to see a show that has been over now for days. And I know that they're gone, but I keep checking anyway. We've been standing here for hours on the edges of a canyon. I've got my side, you've got yours, and we're both about to fall in. The pole we hold between us is the only thing that's keeping us aloft. And we're standing in the hallway, both resolved to finally do this. We each have our guns drawn, but neither of us wants to shoot first. We could stay like this forever. We could stay like this and never leave. There are standards I expect are breaking up to measure up to. When you fall in love as hard and recklessly as you and I do, it seems that the final act should have the same intensity as the first scene. If I don't lose a couple of teeth, then it just won't feel real to me. So we said the rabbit to
to the badger. I am sure if we're committed, we could dig our way to China. Wouldn't it be great to see the wall and all those people standing on their heads? So they each picked up a shovel, throwing dirt over their shoulders. And with every shovel full, their little hole got a bit deeper, till they had to climb down in it just to reach the bottom lair. They went on like this all night, scooping up and tossing out dirt. In the morning they realized they weren't getting any further. The hole had grown so deep that the dirt they threw kept falling back on them. Badger to the rabbit, I am sure if we continue, we'll pull through this on top. Perseverance is a virtue. So they scooped it and they tossed it, while the dirt piled up around their legs. And in a matter of hours, they buried themselves in it. Getting any better. Maybe I've just gotten bitter. I don't really care, whatever. I'm so tired of open warfare, when the point of this was to be best of friends. We've been going round in circles, like a plane without an engine, as we spiral down the slipstream of our quickly sinking friendship. It's a train wreck of an ending. It's the same as if we'd never even met. But now I'm going through the motions, like a dedicated doctor whose patient has been broken, with no chance that he'll recover. I keep shocking at the body, just trying to make the heartbeat stay. And I know that it's gone, but I keep trying anyway. Yeah, we fall onto the floor, not really sure if this is breaking.
Thank you.
pills on the table so she can arrange them by color and shape. All of this medicine, all of the side effects, all of these doctors, and still nothing's changed. What if my whole life's just like this? Nothing gets better and everything's motionless. What if my whole life's just like this? A fluorescent hum that goes on and on and on and on. And Emily, Emily, Emily,
This is Jessica Land on XBN, Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio. That was the Future Kings of Nowhere with Emily. I always want to say that's my favorite song, but everyone is my favorite song because I love the Future Kings. And I hate that today may have given the impression that they're all the songs are a little softer. And that's not necessarily true. It's just that the ones I chose to play today are a little bit softer, which I tend to like. I was thinking I should have played something a little more rockin', but we're almost out of time with 5 minutes remaining. And we've got the Potato Men up next with Sam Song off the LP Now. I just bought my second copy of this CD, because I had played the first one to death and left it sitting out and yada, yada, yada. I had to buy a second copy, and I was excited to do so. It's probably one of my top 10 favorite albums ever. The Future Kings album might be in that group as well. I don't know. It only came out last year, so it needs a few more years. Now has had at least around a decade with me, so I can say that about Now. This is Sam Song. It's without a doubt my favorite song on the album. And here you go. Here it is. And it's kind of soft too. you heard G off earlier, which wasn't soft, so I didn't give the impression that all of their songs are soft, but here you go. Sam's song.
Worker Broadcast Network at xxbn.net, broadcasting from Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media.